He reach up, lift me down, my skirt catching in the chicken basket, so wood stiff I can barely stand. From above, a man cries out, "Will you not leave a child here? 'Tis well known the history of this place. These are my instructions." "No, no," the voice above says. Then many on the roof nodding their heads, saying nay. One splutters and coughs. A thick hand waves down. "These are my instructions. She must be left." The door of the coach open. A fat whisker man, pale breeches, call out, "What is the delay? We must drive on." Other on the roof, they say, "No, yes, you cannot. Cough, cough, hurry up now." Another say, "You must go on to the Bear. In the name of Christian charity, you may not leave her." The furrow-faced man say to me close, "Only you wait, wait, he will come." Left with my one cloth bag on the high shelf of the night, though old man the coach call, "Shame on you." Still the coach grow narrow, small, the light flicker, flicker smaller and smaller, flicker again.